Carols and Scriptures for Advent, a devotional songbook from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 5th, a reflection on Hark the Herald Angels Sing by Dr. Tom Terrence, President Emeritus of the C.S. Lewis Institute. Quote, "Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. End quote. Matthew chapter 1, verses 20b through 23. We have four Gospels to paint a more complete and compelling picture of Jesus. While each one tells the same basic story, each also provides texture, nuances, details, and perspectives the others do not. Yesterday, in John's Gospel, we saw who Jesus was, why he came, and how to receive eternal life through him. Today, Matthew's account takes us back in time to shed more light on the how and why of Jesus' birth. God calmed Joseph's fears of Mary's apparent unfaithfulness by revealing through an angel in a dream that her pregnancy was a supernatural act of the Holy Spirit. Jesus' divine conception was necessary because of who he was, God's Son, and what he was sent to do, to save his people from their sins by dying as their sinless substitute. The angel's message would have brought Joseph great peace of mind and heart and strengthened his faith when he heard that Jesus was to be the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy of 700 years earlier. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Jesus would be called Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus affirmed this identity when he said to the public, quote, "I and my Father are one," end quote. John chapter 10, verse 30. And when he told his disciples, quote, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father," end quote. John chapter 14, verse 9. Not only is Jesus God in human form, he is also the only way to the Father. Quote, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me," end quote. John chapter 14, verse 6. Who do you think Jesus is? Have you come to the Father through belief and trust in Jesus? Does "Hark the Herald Angels Sing" resonate in your heart? Let's pray. Lord, help me to join in the songs of the angels. Give me a glad and grateful heart. Help me to joyfully praise you and celebrate who you are and all that you have done. Amen.
Sing glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful, O ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies with angelic hosts.
Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the Edmund, Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing.